floor.
Thank you, Madam Chair, High Commissioner, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. UNICEF commends UNHCR for its leadership during the consultations for the Global Compact on Refugees and appreciates the attention given to children in the compact and for bridging the gap between the Refugee Convention and the Convention on the Rights of the Child, which we believe will go a long way in realizing the rights of refugee children. UNICEF is actively working with UNHCR and partners towards the implementation of the Global Compact on Refugees. In all the countries where CRRF has been rolled out, UNICEF has redoubled its efforts to support district coordination and capacity building initiatives for frontline service providers. UNICEF is also supporting policy reforms and the preparation of strategic plans for refugee children in close coordination with government line ministries. The most significant investment and progress to date has been in education. With UNHCR in Uganda, a three-year costed refugee response plan has been finalized and a roadmap for full inclusion of refugee children in the national education system has been established. Uganda has also initiated plans to develop similar plans for health, child protection, and WASH. A few more examples from the Eastern and Southern Africa region. UNICEF and UNHCR have finalized a mapping and guidance on the inclusion of refugee children in the national child protection and welfare systems. UNICEF has also increased its investment in introducing long-term structures for service provision that benefit both host and refugee communities, including support to major water schemes in refugee hosting districts in the Zambia, Uganda, and Ethiopia. Also support to the creation of early childhood development centers in Rwanda and Uganda, and the establishment of one-stop centers for child survivors of violence in five refugee hosting areas in Ethiopia and youth centers in Zambia. Important progress has been made to expand birth registration for refugees, especially in Uganda and Ethiopia. In both countries, legislative and policy frameworks now allow birth registration for refugees, which is a critical step to ensure legal recognition of children's existence to prevent statelessness and to guarantee access to national services. UNICEF is also supporting the improved access to birth registration services in refugee settlements. Looking ahead and within the framework of CRRF implementation, UNICEF will engage with planning and finance authorities together with HCR in refugee hosting countries to work towards the inclusion of refugee children and their families in national planning and budgeting cycles. UNICEF will also strengthen the capacity of local governments to provide integrated services for refugee and host community children and their families, explore ways in which social protection systems can be expanded to include vulnerable refugee children and their families. UNICEF will continue to support the strengthening of cross-border cooperation and regional partnerships in continuum of protection, care, and services for at-risk children. Our support to empowerment and participation of refugee and host community children and young people will also be enhanced. Successful implementation of the Global Compact will also largely depend, in our view, on complementary funding and investments. In that regard, UNICEF welcomes commitments made by member states and calls for predictable, multi-year, and flexible funding. The CRRF is the opportunity for all partners to strengthen their multi-stakeholder approaches, including with the World Bank and the private sector. UNICEF welcomes the initiative by the World Bank and UNHCR to set up a joint data center with the generous support of Denmark. In this regard, and to ensure that children have the right protection and services needed, UNICEF would like to emphasize the importance of desegregated data, including age, gender, and other demographic and socioeconomic characteristics to appropriately guide policies and programs and to monitor the impact of measures taken. Finally, UNICEF looks forward to a much stronger relationship with UNHCR and partners in the rollout of the CRRF across the asylum landscape. I thank you.